I think it's a big game for both teams, and I think that's how we look at it. It's probably not as big a rivalry as you think. We only play every 4 years. A lot of these guys have never played them, and so you see each other in preseason. So I think we're just worried about it's a game that's important for our season and the possible outcome, and we're looking at it that way.
Because of the rough start last week, how important is it to get off to a good start this week and make sure your fans are behind you quick?
You always try to get off to a fast start, but just about the whole game, making good decisions, playing smart football, putting us in a position to win the game at the end.
The last two times you guys have played in the regular season, seem to be a springboard for you guys. You won the Super Bowl both times. Are you hoping that that'll happen now, that you guys will be reignited?
Well, just hoping hoping we can go out there and play well and get a win. So they're a good team. They're a good defense. They got a good scheme and good players. So we got to be at our best, and we got to play our best football, and hopefully we can make some plays. And again, get in position to win the game in the fourth quarter, make the plays we need.
It's no secret your offensive line is beat up. How does that affect you going in?
Hopefully we can get some guys back. We had a couple of them practice today, so but I have great confidence in those guys. And for me, my focus is going to be down the field, reading the coverages, trying to get the ball to receivers, hopefully we can run the ball well, getting good down distance. But whoever's out there, I got confidence and faith they'll do their job and give us an opportunity to make the plays.
We're still not sure if Darrell Revis is going to play. He's going through the concussion protocol. But can you talk about what a potential matchup that would be with him and Odell Beckham Jr.?
Darrell's a good, terrific player. Going against him a few times. But, I'm sure they'd match him up on Odell. So, we're still able to throw the ball to him, so you get that good matchup. But, our concern is just, trying to find completions, trying to find ways to move the ball, and whoever that might be on.
Eli, what's so different about the defense in front?
Go first.
It's nice. So incredibly good about getting the ball. Not necessarily sacks, but hits.
They're big guys and they're athletic, and so they do a good job. Sometimes bringing different pressures as well. The front four is just a lot of size, and they'll do some twists and move it around, and they tend to change up from week to week, and they have a lot of different looks and try to confuse the offensive line and the quarterback. But we got to do a great job in our preparation and block them up and have enough time to get the ball down the field.
Teams have not been able to run against them at all, and then obviously when they make an offense one-dimensional, that's a real nasty thing to have to deal with. Do you guys have to get some run game going, or is it possible to even beat them if you are one-dimensional?
No, I think you got to get the run game going. You got to try to get something. We got to run the ball. We got to get some positive runs. You can't be stuck throwing it. Every down versus them, and when you run it, we can't be going backwards or getting zero gains, because then it just puts you in bad second and third down possibilities. So they're good. They're big, and they're a lot of times they load the box. They're not playing a whole lot of too high safeties. Their safeties are down the box, so there's always an extra guy down there. So we got to do a good job of finding runs and being sound with our discipline and blocking them up.
What about using the pass to set up the run? In that sense.
That safety's gonna be down there, so they have an extra guy. But we gotta throw the ball, but we also have to run it, and they both should complement each other.
Do you put much pressure on yourself this time of year to sort of rise up to the occasion, no matter what the circumstances are around you?
Try not to put more pressure on myself than there needs to be. Just try to go out there and do my job, and have a game plan, study the defense, have a great understanding of what they're trying to do, what their responsibilities are in the defense. Try to get be able to get the ball out quickly, get it to our playmakers.
Was there any change in the practice this week, as far as because you guys had a bye, you had an opportunity to get some rest and then come out against the Redskins and pretty much put a stranglehold on the division, and you didn't do it. Was there any change this week?
No change in the practice this week. Today was the first day at it. They had a good practice and just trying to get ready for the Jets.
Tom Coughlin earlier was telling us that he's asking players to extend themselves in December and kind of implored everybody to sort of step up a little bit. Was that the message he delivered to you guys?
Yeah, I think just you know, we kind of talk about going all in or talk about now, and it's just about not doing the talk but actually, you know, making it happen and you know, taking that extra effort to you know, make sure you have the game plan, you have your assignments, you have everything down so you can go out there and practice fast, you can play fast on game day. So it's just, you know, taking that total commitment to knowing what your assignments are.